What do you call your horses to bring them from pasture? Who used the horn again?
No whistle. Oh, you've got, of course, an old saddle horse that knows his own name, and you'll go out and holler at him and then whistle a time or two and maybe holler at him by name. You'll holler at him by name just like... And if he's been, for instance, from B.L., this old paint horse of mine here that's 20 or 21 years old, he rode him for years and years. He never called him without feeding him a bite. Now, he may be in a big hurry to ride him, but he always took time to feed him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Even if he's fat, he couldn't hardly breathe. And he never went out and called that old horse's name and whistled it. He didn't come.
Mm-hmm. That was the prevention, huh?
Well, and usually now, a horse will learn that even though he's not hungry, he'll come on in and eat a little bit when you call him in, if he's fit every time you call him. Now, that's another thing is, as Chet used to say, he was busy, merchant there in town, had a little bunch of cattle. He never went to that pasture without a little bit of feed. Because he went out there and blew that horn a time or two on that old Buick, but he'd throw out just a little feed. Well, it may not be over 20 to 25% of the cattle even get the taste of it. But the same ones might not get it every time.
Mm-hmm. But they know it's there.
Always. Even in the summertime when they didn't need it.
What would you call your pigs at feeding time?
Oh, most of the time, like I say, nearly everybody uses self-feeders now, and they just eat all the time. But back when we did feed the hogs twice to three times a day, and called them, it was, I guess different people had different methods of calling, different sizes pastures too. But, and you could stand out on the hill early of a morning and you could nearly pick the man that's calling by the sound because it'll carry. Huh. Gosh, I used to call lots of hogs, but I wonder if I could again. See, I've been out of the hog business 15, 20 years.
What call did you use?
Get outside, I guess. Now, you're talking about using your muscles a while ago for something that you're not used to. Now, when we used to call hogs and we'd run them in that great big pasture over there and they'd be half and three quarters of a mile away, you'd go out and you'd start out, and of course you'd limber your voice up a little at a time with a and you just keep getting a little louder and a little higher. And heck, far you see an old sow cock her ears up over yonder half, three quarters of a mile away in a minute, and here she comes. And you go, looks like I said, it's been a long time. And then each time gets a little high, a little longer and a little higher. And boy, they'll learn it, and here they'll come. And you know, a person gets good at it and practices it, half, three quarters mile away, no trouble at all to pick them up.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, they'll pick up and start coming on a run, too.
You have to train your own voice, don't you?
Well, I suppose they, more or less, they probably come a lot quicker to you than they would somebody else, because it'd be somebody else over yonder, you know, when everybody used to use hogs, and they more or less fed them out that way.
Do you ever call sheep?
No. Wonder how you'd call a sheep.
I don't know. I always thought you just sort of followed after them, let them go their own way. How about chickens?
I'm not much of a chicken man, but when I know the wife always go out to feed a chicken, they only chick, 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 chick. Kind of something like that, you know.
Yeah, bring them in.
Huh? Yeah.